Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The right fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Brian Little. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Lurch. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Randy Lurch. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Woods. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryan Sandberg. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Leon Durham. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dickey Knowles. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dickey Knowles. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a line drive into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Say reaches second base with a double. Buckner goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Durham reaches second base with a double. Say scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dickie Knowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles strikes out. Two outs. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bauer moves to third. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sandberg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Sandberg reaches second base with a double. Bauer scores. There goes Woods trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 3-0, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Lurch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lurch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromartie takes first base on ball 4. Raines moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Woods. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Raines scores. Cromartie goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Cubs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Say hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little misplays the ball. That's an error on Little. Chris Welsh now pitching. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Durham moves to second. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Durham moves to third. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter is hit by the pitch. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallach hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Woods. Wallach reaches second base with a double. Carter moves to third. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Little hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it and throws to home to get Carter. Wallach moves to third. Spear moves to second. One out. Chris Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dickie Knowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles is 0 for 1 in the game. Knowles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Woods. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Woods steals second. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter fires to second and picks off Woods for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sandberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Little settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Raines strikes out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Dawson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dawson moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Knowles covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Buckner strikes out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Say strikes out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Cubs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wallach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knowles fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Little hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Spear trying to get to second. Sandberg throws to second, with Bauer covering, who tags Spear for the out. Two outs. Terry Francona pinch hits for Chris Welsh. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Davis for a passed ball. Little moves to second. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bryn Smith now pitching. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Davis reaches second base with a double. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson who is chasing the ball. Bauer reaches third base with a triple. Davis scores. It's 7-2, Cubs. Dickie Knowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles is 0-for-2 in the game. Knowles is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little fields it and throws to home to get Bauer. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woods moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Buckner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sandberg scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Say hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Durham strikes out. 1 out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Little settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Little settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oliver moves to second. Bill Campbell now pitching. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wallach for the out. Oliver moves to third. Carter moves to second. 1 out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Little hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Carter moves to third. It's 7-3, Cubs. Terry Crowley pinch hits for Bryn Smith. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley takes first base on ball 4. Little moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Raines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter scores. Little scores. Crowley moves to third. It's 7-5, Cubs. Lee Smith now pitching. Scott Thompson now playing right field. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cromartie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Terry Crowley now playing first base. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Al Oliver now playing right field. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Woods strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Dawson strikes out. 1 out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Carter hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Wallach strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Montreal Expos, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.